Well, you know, you're listening to Talk Rope Nation. You might know I'm Jim Ross, the voice of AEW, and we're glad you're with us. We're going to have one hell of a podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I finished these fights.
Give me a hell yeah.
Top Rope Nation.
Learn to love it. It's the best thing going today.
What's up, what's up, Top Rope Nation? This is episode, I believe, 225 of the program, one we have really been looking forward to. We're bringing back the fantasy draft with a twist this week. We're talking about the greatest television matches in professional wrestling history. And we thought that this would be a good topic because, obviously, people are still talking about that great match we saw on Dynamite a couple of weeks ago between Bryan Danielson and Kenny Omega. So we thought, let's get historical. It's what we do best, and let's bring back the draft. I am joined, as always, by Justin Joint and Kyle Ross tonight. My name's Ryan Drosty. We got a great guest on the line. The first time he has joined us for one of these draft shows, but not the first time he's been on Top Rope Nation. It is the assistant editor of ProWrestlingTorch.com, pointing at him on the video stream right now, Mr. Zach Haydorn, good friend of the pod. Zach, what's going on? How you been?
I've been great. Really excited for this, guys, and appreciate you guys having me on. This is going to be a blast, and gosh, I just, I don't know how things are going to shake out, but I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you abandoning your family for a couple of hours to spend some time with us, so...
You know, it's
gonna
okay.
be a fun time.
Okay.
Yes, Kyle.
It's what wrestling's for, is abandoning your family. I would like to just reiterate a take that I shot Zach's way the last time he was on the program. Hopefully it won't be my last piece of good analysis here on this podcast, but I would just like to take some time to reiterate that Chicago is indeed a White Sox town. Always said that.
He had to correct himself. Yes. Oh. He did make an anti-White Sox joke on the show a few months ago and directed
that
at Zach.
But, I'm all ready for Thursday afternoon.
Oh, nice.
Breaking in the new hat here. So, Oh, man. Yeah.
Justin,
you're in some trouble there, Justin.
Yes, I am. Yes, they are.
They are, yes.
I didn't even know baseball was still going on. I abandoned baseball a couple of months ago as a Cubs fan. So, hey. Learning something new every day.
Hey, Justin, you want to know something?
I don't know.
There's only one T in Garrett, and there was only two innings, too.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
That is cold.
Too soon. Too soon. Yeah.
Too soon. It's all about the boom, baby.
Guys, I want to say, if you're joining us for the pod here, as usual, on Friday morning, we're actually recording this on Tuesday night. You can join us live for exclusive live streams if you become a supporter on Patreon. So we got some people joining us live right now on YouTube as we record. Link is in the broadcast description. We've been having a lot of growth on our Patreon page in recent months. So thank you to everyone who's been pledging your support. Tons of bonus content dropping all the time over on Patreon. We've got a weekly bonus show, Top Rope Nation Extra. Only way you can hear that is Patreon. And then, of course, the monthly show, Top Rope Nation Extra, Patreon exclusive. There was a teaser here of that on our main feed last week. An awesome show with good friend of the pod, Liam O'Rourke, on WWF One Night Only 1997. Check it out on Patreon. There are over 50 bonus podcasts you can only hear by becoming a patron. $5 a month. Best way to support what we're doing. If you want a free way to support what we're doing, we'd also appreciate this. Leave us a written review on Apple. We've had a couple of them come in recent days, and I always read them on air when people are kind enough to leave us a 5-star review. And the first one I want to read comes in from Great Britain. This dropped, looks like September 28th. 5 stars. Said, the hidden gem of wrestling podcasts. Found through the SCG, that's the Squared Circle Gazette radio podcast, and can't believe I had missed it all these years. Really insightful and entertaining analysis on the current state of pro wrestling. That was dropped by Numpty Z. Numpty Z, thank you for your support of Top Rope Nation. Appreciate that. And then we also had one from Spacesuit on Apple Podcasts. This one came in right here in the US of A. Not for entertainment purposes only. 5 stars. My new favorite pro wrestling podcast feed, real analysis by knowledgeable fans, served with a side of grizzled veteran chutzpah. This crew delivers the goods each and every show. If Top Rope Nation is not in your pod rotation, you're doing yourself dirty. Cheers, gentlemen. Very nice. Appreciate both of those reviews. And hey, yeah, if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, make sure to hit that subscribe button, leave the review, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/Top Rope Nation. You can check out all of our shows by video by doing so. So, Justin Joint, this new style with the draft we're going to be debuting tonight. This was all your idea. We kind of talked about doing this for a few months. You're kind of changing the rules a little bit on us. So for the listeners out there, explain how this draft is going to work.
All right. We are going to have ourselves an auction draft. Ryan, before the show started, set up in the nomination order. Also, you can call it a draft order. Zach will be going first, then Kyle, then myself, and then Ryan. What you will do when it is your turn, you will nominate a match along with your opening bid, and then it's open to everybody to start bidding on it. And you can bid, you know, however many times you want until, you know, everybody is dropping out. I believe we are going 5 quote unquote rounds. So we have 5 spots to fill. As soon as your 5 spots are filled, you will no longer nominate. And you need to have enough money to cover all 5 of your spots. So for like this first nomination, you can't bid any higher than 96 because you need $4 to cover those 4 other spots.
So essentially, you could spend a ton of money on one match you really want, but then you're probably going to get 4 mediocre matches. So you're trying to spread out your wealth a little bit with your $100.
And if I could jump in here, just to clarify eligible matches, I want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
Yes.
The matches had to air first run on television. It had to be either air live on TV or be taped specifically for TV. So streaming services like the pre-USA days of NXT are excluded from this. And NXT UK is excluded from this, correct?
Right. So broadcast, you know, Fox, NBC, or cable television.
Okay.
So kind of narrows it down.
And it can't be a deal where I'm not saying I'm going to pick this, but just throwing up, like, it can't be like Goldberg DDP, which they did show on Nitro, for reasons that we don't need to talk about now, but was obviously originally aired on a pay-per-view. So it's not that it doesn't matter if it did air once in its entirety on TV. It had to be a first run match on television.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So how this will work, you know, in our other drafts, the way we do this is after we got the results, I throw out the results on our social media pages. We have a poll. We see who wins according to the listeners. So, you know, after the fact, this will drop Friday sometime over the weekend. I'll put up a graphic and a poll on Twitter at Top Rope Nation. If you want to vote in the poll for your choice as to who you think won the draft, you can check it out there, and we'll announce the winner on the pod next week. So is that set the stage? We all set to go?
Well, I'm nervous.
Well done.
Justin, I see you giggling. You like your spot at number 3, I think.
I do. I didn't want to go first for some reason. Obviously, it doesn't matter, but I'm very anxious and curious to see what these first 2 guys nominate.
Hey, who better to have the first pick than the rookie who's never done one of our drafts before? Throw him into the hot seat right off the bat, Zach Haydorn. All right. What do you got for your first nomination? And then we'll start the bidding.
So, you know, my strategy with this pick, or not pick, but this throwout is, I think I'm just going to try to get, you know, get some money off the table, some money in the middle of the middle of the pot here. So I'm going to start with the match that kind of generated the idea for the show to begin with. So let's get it out of the way early. Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega. An AEW Dynamite Grand Slam, and I'm going to throw that match out, and I'm going to you know, see if I can sneak it in there at a discount. I'm going to throw it out there at $10.
Ooh, $10. Okay. Anyone want to top that?
First of all, I'll say this. I believe this is the first time our guest picker has gone first.
I think it is.
Ryan,
I'm pretty sure.
I'm honored, but also nervous at the same time.
Yeah. So $10 for the most, what will almost certainly be the most recent match included in this draft.
Unless you're going to pick Dana Brooke versus Shayna Baszler from last night.
Featuring the biggest burial since Gorilla Monsoon on Ken Patera in late 88 television for the three of you who remember that reference. I'll go 15 on that if people aren't jumping out.
Okay. 20.
Mm. 20 is like a good round number, one fifth of your.
Yep.
I'll go 25 on it.
26.
Nice.
30.
Ooh, 30. All right. Now we're getting to close to
31. 31. And you can't do 50 cents, just to clarify.
Correct. Okay.
I got 3101. No. Yeah. 31. I'm going to go $35.
37.
I'm out, fellas. I'm out on this.
Kyle's thinking about it. He's taking a chug of the Crown Royal.
I'm going to bite my ice cube. This is great radio.
It's at $37, Kyle. What do you think?
40.
Ooh. 41.
Oh, boy.
41. Final. Going once.
42.
Kyle? 43.
Kyle just doesn't want. Now, this is ego driven now. He just.
He cannot lose. I mean, it's debatable. It's might be the best television match of all time. It's a great first nomination.
Yeah, the big question surrounded is it recency bias?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Where's it going to hold up in history?
Actually, that's the second biggest question. The biggest question is who has the match technically right now, Ryan? I can't remember.
42?
I have it at 43.
Okay, that's 43. What I thought. Okay. I thought Justin yelled that out and may have gotten missed. Okay.
All right.
44.
45.
Half of the money is gone. Almost.
I'm surprised that it's going that. So Justin's got it at 45.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bow out.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Justin Joint. 40. Woo-hoo! Let me put this up on the screen. $45. Sold. Justin Joint, his first match.
It's a nice buy. It's a nice buy.
All right. Oh, that's the wrong graphic. Hold on. There it is. The pick is in. Danielson versus Omega Dynamite Grand Slam. Justin. $45. Let me write this on the sheet. So that brings us to Kyle. Your nomination, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take us to a place that I think a lot of people compared that Danielson Omega match to, what was for many decades and maybe still is for that matter, the standard bearer in terms of wrestling TV matches. That would be Ricky the Dragon Steamboat against Ric Flair, 2 out of 3 falls from Clash 6.
Raging Cajun.
Mm-hmm.
I will go start the bidding at $15.
I'll go 35.
Whoa,
there we go.
Hey, want big spender.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's make this interesting right off the bat. 35.
I'll go
38. Okay.
I'll go 42.
Oh boy.
43.
50.
Oh, you're gonna.
Is this your guys' favorite out of the trilogy?
No.
I think we kind of talked about it in our Flair.
No. It's actually my least favorite of the trilogy.
Don't say that right now. Come on, man.
I mean, I still think it's actually number one on my board for this exercise, for the draft. So, I mean, that speaks volumes about what that trilogy meant.
It was number one on my board, too. So I'm going to go 51.
Oh, man. Oh, what did you spend, Justin? 45?
45.
Okay. Hmm. I'll go 55.
56.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. What else do I got on my board here? 56. I think I'm out.
Yeah, 57.
You can do it, Zach. 57.
58.
It's yours. It's yours. I'm going to regret that in the morning, but it's yours.
All right. So for $58 in the auction, Kyle Ross takes Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Ric Flair, New Orleans Superdome, Clash of the Champions, number 6, Kyle, $58.
I don't need to tell Ryan and Justin this, Zach, but won't be the first $58 I've regretted spending when I wake up in the morning. I'll tell you that much.
Fair enough. Yeah.
All right, Justin, your nomination, sir.
All right, let's keep the Ric Flair train going. I'm going to do Ric Flair versus Terry Funk, I Quit, Clash of Champions 9, and I'm going to start it off at 20.
I'll go 30 bucks.
This is pretty high on my board. I'll go 40 on this.
Well, that takes me out.
I guess it does.
It does, because I wouldn't have enough for my last my other three picks. It's $1 too much. For the record, these were the top three on my board too. Our first three nominations.
Yes. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going 45. Sorry, go ahead, Kyle. I didn't mean to
say. Allow me to be the 736th person to inform the listeners that the beauty of 1989 Ric Flair is how he had two completely different feuds. Self-get with Steamboat and Funk, obviously, he's a heel in one and it's like all about who's the best wrestler, and then a baby face in the other. And it's all, a violent personal feud.
Yeah. So what are you at, Zach?
I am at 45 at the moment.
45. I'm going to go 55.
Whoa. Oof.
Wow, boy, that was,
somebody wants it.
That's a strong move.
Unexpected. Yeah, that's a power play right there. God,
I love 1989 Ric Flair, man. What can I say?
Well, most people do. All right, I'm gonna go 56. But if you say 57, it's yours.
Oh man, we're both the only ones with 100 left right now. So
correct.
Justin and I literally are out of
57 would be $1 less than the last one went for Steamboat. I'll take it for 57.
All right.
You're out. You sure? Yeah.
Just beat up on the rookie. No big deal.
So, all right. $57. We've got Ric Flair, Terry Funk, Clash 9, New York Knockout, the I Quit match, November 15th, 89.
I think you did a good job, Justin, so far getting the cheaper of the three.
Thank you.
Agreed. I'm feeling pretty good. I think at that point, we didn't know what they were going to go for. That was maybe an advantage.
I'll be honest. I thought they were going to go for more. I mean, I was prepared to basically kill my bankroll for one of those three. So,
yeah. Okay. So
can we man, I want to just pause the podcast and watch Ric Flair versus Terry Funk. Watch that match. That's such a good match. I mean,
That's the thing. Whenever we do these shows, is I always leave these podcasts wanting to immediately watch these matches that we just talked about.
Is this the embarrassing part when I tell everyone that I've watched them all in the last 2 days? Breaking it down.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I actually didn't watch. I didn't need to watch any of these, obviously, but there's a few others that I'll have some new fresh takes, hot off the press.
Yeah, be up till 4 in the morning. Watching 1989 Ric Flair TV matches.
Yeah.
Tonight. Really doesn't get much better, that's for sure.
No.
All right.
So now it is Ryan Drosty's turn in the interesting fourth spot. Because I don't know where he's going here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my list because, those three were pretty much in order, the ones that I had 1 through 3. And now it gets a little interesting because there's a lot in the mix for me.
There's a lot you can throw out there.
APA versus Public Enemy is still out there.
I think I will go with, I'm tempted to do something that we talked about the other night in our text thread, but I'm not going to do that one yet. I think I'll go with a match that we recently saw someone pay homage to at All Out. I'll go Bret Hart, 1-2-3 Kid, Monday Night Raw, July 11th, 1994. And I'll start the bidding at $15.
I'll go 20 bucks on this.
All right.
Got some money burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, you got 100 still. Kyle, you're at 42. Yeah. Justin's at 55, and I'm at 43 left. So bidding's at 20 bucks for Zach.
Yeah, I'm tempted just because I don't have very many Bret Hart matches on my board.
Yeah, I only got a couple.
Strange.
I have two on my board.
What's it at? Is that 20 right now?
Yep.
20.
I'm going to hold off.
Well, that's I only have $43, though. So, I'll go. Actually, you know what? I'm going to hold off on this. Anybody? Anybody else? One of the top 20?
Kyle?
Nope.
All right.
Wow. Good
$20.
All right.
Wow, that's a hell of a deal.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
And so we've all got one now.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to type that in. I'm only going to do this for the first round because it's hard to keep up with these graphics on the screen. But, all right. The pick is in. Bret Hart versus the 1-2-3 Kid from Monday Night Raw, 1994. July 11th, 1994. Zach Hador gets it for $20.
Yeah. And as you alluded to, Ryan, a few moments ago, this is a match that feels like it's gained an influence and popularity in just recent years. It's not like it was a match that wasn't respected at the time, but you know, with Punk and Darby paying homage to it recently. And yeah, I just feel like you've seen a lot more chatter about it on Twitter than you like saw on the very generic online, you know, in maybe the early part of the 21st century.
Some of this I feel like is just, and people have been talking about this on Twitter this week, is, you know, more respect that Brett's getting, if that's possible. In recent years, there was a thread going on Twitter about Brett maybe winning the debate between him and Sean and who was better, with Brett's work maybe aging better. And this is one of those matches where that people point to just because of the little things in the match. You know, like the part they recreated All Out was when Brett got taken down the mat and kind of grabbed his head and did that little look back at Kid. And then Punk did that, replicated that in the match with Darby, like right at the beginning of the match. But I mean, yeah, it's one of the matches that put the 1-2-3 Kid on the map. And this in the match with Razor, obviously. So I think that's a hell of a grab for $20. You know, Zach, you were in the bidding, but you get to this point and you got $100 to work with, and we're all down to like around 40 to 50. So you're able to walk away with a good price.
I mean, it's no, you know, it's no Funk Flair, but it's still good. And I think Kyle, like that, your point that you're bringing up about it, I wonder if it also has to do with like the era of, you know, wrestlers who are coming up like right now, that like maybe that match is more influential because that was 1994. And so like now you're seeing that kind of make its way back, because people who are at the top of their game now in the wrestling business, like that would have been an influential time for them, you know, back when they were a kid or growing up watching wrestling. So I wonder if that plays a part in these things kind of coming back, you know, at odd times. Cause you're right. Yeah. I mean, it's a good match, but it's kind of, you know, been elevated more recently, I think.
Well, and don't discount the fact that it's a match that really isn't canonized in WWE lore. Right. Like the whole thing with the Sean Brett debate, Sean gained this edge in the early 2000s because he was with the company and Brett wasn't in any capacity. So they just kept like, Sean's the best ever. Sean's the best ever. People started believing that. It's okay if you do. And this particular match, I don't even think was released on a DVD in any form until maybe the Raw Anthology set. So it was something that probably, unless if you're a big tape trader, just slipped through the cracks until about 10, 12 years ago.
Some of this too is just like, I don't know, social media, you know, the social media generation, people love honesty. For a lot of years there, like Brett had this reputation. It's like, oh, he's such a whiner and a crybaby. And people would always talk down about Bret Hart. But like people, it seems like people appreciate raw honesty more these days. And like, he's not a crybaby. He just like calls it how he sees it. He's very honest. He's not going to bullshit you. And I don't know. I think part of that is like where his standing has gone up a little bit and people are familiarizing themselves with his work a little bit more. And you're right, Kyle, like the fact that Michaels was out of the company, or I mean, Michaels was in the company, Brett was out of the company in the early 2000s, and they did whatever they could to try to downplay Brett's influence. And then when he came back and he did the DVD projects and stuff, it definitely elevated his catalog too. And that kind of built up to this point we're at now. So yeah, $20. It's a good buy.
And of course, everyone hates Shawn Michaels produced matches at NXT now, so that helps. Right.
Yes. Yes. That is true. All right. So your second nomination, Zach, what do you got for us?
All right. Well, I got to look at my board here, see, make a strategic pick. I'm gonna throw out. I don't know where this falls for you guys, so I'm interested to see kind of where it'll go. But it'll be our first stipulation match. Well, no, I guess I quit. But I'm gonna toss out Jeff Hardy versus The Undertaker ladder match. Mm. And I'm gonna throw that out at $10.
I remember loving that match at the time. I actually don't even have that on my board. It kind of fell through the cracks for me. But now when you mention, I'm like, yeah, I really liked that match at the time a lot. I remember watching it multiple times, just taping that
show. Yeah, it's a good match. I mean, it's a good match. I would say it's the lower 75% of my board, but I want to see where you guys are pegging this thing.
I had it on my board. I was hoping I would be able to sneak it in, but one of my last ones when nobody had any money left.
Yeah. So when I first met Justin, he was the biggest Jeff Hardy fan I knew. He was a huge in that era, right around the time this match happened. And plus, like, everyone thought it was dumb, but they always made the Rockers comparisons. They're like, oh yeah, Jeff's the Shawn. He's going to be this big star. And this was that match where it was like, you thought this might push him in that direction to like become the, you know, a massive single star, something like the, you know, the Undertaker giving him respect in this match.
Yeah. I remember afterwards they did the Our Lady Peace promo video. Not enough.
Oh yeah. Nice. Yep. For this That's match, a great callback.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think Jeff was out of the company within a year.
Yeah.
He had some issues.
I mean, he takes a beating in that match. Like, I watched it back probably like a week ago for something else that I was doing, and I was just like, man, this is a good match. But Jeff Hardy, just, it's bump after bump. I mean, he's brutal. It's brutal.
So what'd you set it at? Was it 20?
10, right?
10?
10? Okay. 10. 10. 10. 10. Yeah. Yeah.
Justin?
11.
Big money. You're not making the aggressive approach like me. $50. No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait. I'm out. Between you three. Okay.
I'm out too.
Yeah, man. I was hoping to sneak this in for 10. I'm out. It's yours, Justin.
Wow. All right.
All right. Justin.
It's a good buy at $11.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, man. Jeff Hardy. Zach's got $80 left, and there's still a lot of good matches. It's interesting the strategy you guys do. Are you guys trying to like bankrupt everybody and then bust out some heavy hitters so you can steal them real cheap? Because I'm debating what to do with this next pick. I think there's a very obvious nomination to be made, but it'll definitely result in a bidding war.
I think there is too. I wonder if we're thinking
there's
the same
a couple.
Thing.
There's sure. a couple obvious ones. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to maybe just sneak one that I really wanted and see if you guys are going to jump over me here. I'm going to take this podcast to a place it's never been before, as I often do, quite frankly. I don't think we have ever mentioned the AWA on this podcast, have we?
Oh, wow. Nice.
Pardon me as I cough. Well, I assure you I'm completely healthy. But we're going to go... November 15th, 1986. Air date was New Year's Eve of that year. It is the U.S. match of the year in 1986. It is Kurt Hennig's best match of all time. Him versus Nick Bockwinkel for the AWA championship. They go the full 60.
Kyle, you're killing me. This was on my sleeper pick list. This was I wasn't sure this was going to get brought up or not.
So I brought this up on a different forum than ours.
That's how I knew you were going to do it. Yeah,
recently
brought this up. Yeah,
and somebody was like, "Eh, that didn't age well." Whew, I'd like to. I think that person may need to check, consult their oculist. Quite frankly, as Gorilla Monsoon like to say, I watched it this afternoon. This is real high on my board. If we were just doing a standard draft, this has a first round grade for me. Just a marvelous performance with Bockwinkel growing more and more desperate as the 60 minutes roll on. Hennig gets a little color towards the end, adding to the drama. You do have to sit through 60 minutes of Rod Trongard and Lord James Bleers, who, you know, make Sean Mooney and Al Hayes look like Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse Ventura by comparison. But it's worth it. AWA title match, New Year's Eve 1986. I'll start the bidding at $15.
Boy.
While you think about that, Zach, here's the balances for the listeners at home. Zach's got $80. Kyle is 42. Justin has 44. And I have 43. So three of us are within a couple of bucks, which is kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Although Justin has two matches with that money.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. 15 was the bid?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to look at that board here, and there's 550. All right, I'll go 16. 16, make you sweat 17. A little.
17.
Hmm. 18.
20.
Oh. Here we go.
God, you're going to make me say.
You can't take that $80 with you, Zach.
I know. But like you said, Kyle, there's some, I got my eye on some big matches mm-hmm. that I know are going to be, you know,
yeah.
you know, pretty big bids, but if 23.
I was thinking you got $42, Kyle. This would be your second match.
Mm-hmm. I'll drop out.
Ooh.
Great match, though.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You had me pay more than I thought I was going to pay on this match. Because this is a great match. You're right in everything, your analysis on it. I mean, I'm surprised that people said I hadn't heard that it was out there that it didn't age well, but I think it ages really well. I mean, I really do.
Yeah, and I really like how there's a ref bump in the middle of the match, and the ref sells it the second half of the match, and it's like becomes part of the storyline.
Yes, it's a great point. Yep, this is yeah.
And well, and there's two little quirky things I love too. If people have never seen it, it was on ESPN. The match. This is when AWA had its ESPN deal. And in the middle of the match, they have the NHL ticker breaks out because it was ESPN, of course. So you just get great things like the Quebec Nordiques and the Hartford Whalers on your television during this.
Nice.
And as much yep. as I ripped on Tron Guard earlier, who had a cup of coffee doing WWE house show commentary. He has a great line towards the end of the match where he goes, "These guys haven't just given everything they have. They've given everything there possibly is to give, that there is to give." Like, it's
that's
just
a
great.
Great line.
Yeah.
Great line.
So what did that one go for?
$23 to Zach, his second match yeah. of the night. I thought I had actually already added it to my results document under Kyle. I was like, there's no way Kyle's going to let this one get away. But then you got to the point where it was like, oh, you only have like less than 20 bucks left mm-hmm. and need three more matches. So. All right, so that leaves
and you
Zach
know what?
With 57 now. Yeah.
And my first round pick was Flair Steamboat, too. So I was like, yeah, you know, I've got two basic, basically Broadways in there. You know, maybe I want a little more yeah. variety.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nice, Zach. Justin, your
okay.
pick, sir.
I like that we're getting a little bit closer to all having the exact same amount of money here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw out there possibly considered the greatest WWE television match of all time is from Raw, May 21st, 2001, Steve Austin and Triple H versus Chris Jericho and Redacted. And I will open the bidding at $20.
Hmm.
$20.
Man.
Boy, I just don't know.
That would leave me with only $20 left for three matches. This is where it gets hard. This is the strat. This is what Justin's just smiling. This is what he wanted. Right? Yeah. This is what he wanted when he pitched this. This makes it very difficult.
It
does.
Because there's a few on my board yet that I've yet to be called that I really want. So I'm like leery to put in $21 with only 43 left here. Zach could do it. He's got 57 left, and he already has two matches.
Yeah, I definitely can't let it go for 20, so I'm going to say 23.
25.
26. Oh, well, fine.
Man. For Justin. Thinking about it, Zach?
I am not. I'm still debating, looking at the board here. Man. God, there's 27.
28.
I knew you were going to do that.
I'm not going to get any sleep tonight because I'm going to want to watch all these matches.
that's what I'm saying. 28. Oof. All right, I'm out.
Kyle?
I'm thinking. So, Justin,
while you debate this, I got a question. How high are you guys on this match in comparison to some of those other top tier singles matches? Because I think like this one, it is one of the best TV Raw matches. But when I was kind of mapping out the board, it took me a while to get there just because I had singles matches in my head first. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I mean, it's a unique match in that it's a premier match, but it's tag team.
And it's all the stuff surrounding it with, you know, Austin just having come off the heel turn, obviously Triple H getting injured, kind of the rise of Jericho and Redacted in WWE.
Yeah. And for one night, we all believed, right? Yep. Like we were all like, oh, because like that was the period Justin referenced Austin's heel turn, which we've been insanely critical of on this program, as we should have. We're a very smart podcast. You know, people had started to kind of like, for the first time, go, is WWE booking? And like, you know, they had had a couple rough months, and this match for, you know, one night kind of got them pointed in the right direction. I absolutely hated how in subsequent weeks, spoiler alert, I watched a lot of the television around this time in preparation for the show. They like kept referring to what a miracle it was Jericho and Benoit won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That pissed me off, to be honest with you. I'm hot, Brian. And I'm also going to drop out of the bidding too.
Well, the thing is, you know, like you look at the characters involved here, because at the time everyone was saying greatest match, Raw history, and certainly tag match. And, but then, you know, because of what happened with Benoit and stuff, like it doesn't get mentioned that much anymore for that reason.
Right.
So I feel like it's one of those matches where for people who were watching wrestling at the time and they see this on our draft results, they're going to be like, absolutely. That gives a ton of points to that person. I might want to vote for their list. And other people that are younger fans, maybe they're not even familiar with it because it's not a match that WWE ever mentions for obvious reasons, but it's a great match. Yeah.
Now what are those reasons?
Go back and listen to our review of Dark Side of the Ring from last year. And
okay.
Yeah. So $28 to Zach, was it?
No, I mean,
Justin. Justin, $28. $28. Yep. All right.
So I think Justin has now spent the most, but he also has three matches, I believe. What are we going here? 70. You only have $16 left. Is that correct, Brian, on my sheet?
He has $16 left.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And I believe.
For 28. All right.
Yeah. Mr. Drosty is now left. Is now next. Okay. I mean,
I'll throw out the obvious one that hasn't been picked yet. Clash One, Sting Flair. We've talked about this one during our Flair draft. When was that? A little over a year ago when we did the Ric Flair draft. But it's one of the most famous television matches of all time. It's the match that everyone says, you know, kind of made or helped to make Sting. 45-minute time limit draw the day of WrestleMania 4. I'll start the bidding at 15. Sting Flair, Clash One. Anybody?
I mean, actually, no, I couldn't bid on this. Never mind.
Yeah, he can't.
You got 16 left. You can't. Justin's
but you could. You would have 15 and you'd have $1 left for your last
No, true. I'd have to bid 16. You have to
outbid me.
Though. Oh, that's right. You're right. That's a good point, Justin Joy.
I'm going to say 20.
Okay. This would be your third match. I'm still with one. Kyle, you got $42.
I also have one match. You and I are very similar. We spent big on the we spent big, just like Ric Flair in 1989.
I'll go $22.
And in 2021, we got nothing to show for it, just like Ric Flair. Hey-o.
Wow. All I got is these damn wrestling figures and replica belts behind me. That's $22.
All right, I got, so I've got 50, what, 57 left?
Yep. 57, yeah.
You said how much? 25?
22.
22? Or I'll say
25. Oh, man. Oh, boy. guys, like, this is like, you know, it's one of the heavy hitters. It's going to look good on the draft board when people vote. 25. I'll go 26.
Oh, man. God. 27.
Love to see it, Justin, don't you?
I'm out.
These two guys just waiting.
I'm out. $27. You got it, Zach. $27.
Right. Zach's down to 30.
Yes.
So I'm down to 30.
And me Zach's and Ryan, board is strong.
Me and Ryan are still sitting with one match.
So what? So Justin and I both have three, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Zach has, just to recap for the podcast listeners, Zach has Brett versus 1-2-3 Kid, July 94 Raw, Bockwinkel Hennig, New Year's Eve 86, Flair Sting Clash 1. Justin right now has Brian Danielson and Omega from Dynamite Grand Slam, Taker Hardy from Raw, and that was 02, right?
Mm-hmm.
02, and then the Triple H Austin, Jericho Benoit, tag from May of 01 on Raw. Kyle has Flair Steamboat Clash 6, and I have Flair Steamboat, or Flair Funk from Clash 9. So, yeah, that's where we're
and
at.
And I believe now it is Zach Adorn's turn.
Yes, it is.
It's mine, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Justin's, yeah.
No, Ryan's.
No. I just went, so it's back to Zach.
It's back to Zach.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's to me.
Yep.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Wait. Hold on. I think we have some confusion.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right.
All right, back to Zach. Okay. Zach, you need two more matches, and you got $30 to work with.
Okay. I'm gonna go back to WWE. Oh. And do John Cena versus CM Punk from Monday Night Raw, February 25th, 2013.
We'll start forgotten the bidding. Match.
Yes. Start this at $10. And I just want to say, I watched this back this afternoon too, because I was like, is it really, you know, worthy of a draft pick? And I think it definitely is, especially like with how Punk wrestles this match. I mean, there is a chip on his shoulder during this thing, and it's got that spot in it where they do the sit down pile driver for, like, you know, which shocks the whole crowd because it hasn't been done in WWE in quite some time. So really good match, but I'll start it at $10.
Also, number one contenders match for a shot at The Rock at WrestleMania, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Cena put it on the line because the story was he had never pinned CM Punk before. And when Zach talks about Punk really working with a chip on his shoulder here, he's absolutely correct. This was the period that Punk was really pissed off. He wasn't in the main event. I mean, that was a shoot. He was mad. That's why we love CM Punk, because he thinks things like working the Undertaker is a downgrade at WrestleMania. Love CM Punk with all my heart and soul.
$10.
$10.
I'll go 11. Thinking about it.
Oh, man. 12.
It's never bad to have a Punk match on your your list these days for voting purposes. 12?
Mm-hmm. We'll go 12. Yep.
If I go 13, that gives me $30 for three matches. I just don't know. I think I'm out. Anybody else? All right. Sold.
So Zach.
Wow. Okay.
What was that for $13?
12.
12.
Wow, that's hell of a deal there.
Yeah.
So what's Zach down to?
He's got $18 left and needs one more match.
Well, he's been the economical spender. Everything is going to be within 18 to 27 there.
It is crazy.
Yeah, the thing I'm worried about is I feel like I'm going to leave with some money because I don't know. There's a couple matches that I think could get up there and spend, but I think you guys are going to outbid me. So we'll see. This will be exciting run here. Wow. All right. Very good.
All right, Kyle, me and you with one match to our board.
Yeah. It's my nomination, is it not? Yep. Can't believe this one's still on the board. I think it's a great value. You know, we're all friends here, but I think this is a better match than Flair Sting in terms of clash matches. And I think it is very comparable to the tag from Raw that Justin nominated. And speaking of Justin, I think this nomination will warm his soul.
Shit.
It is Clash of Champions 17, Dustin Rhodes and Ricky Steamboat against the Enforcers, Arn Anderson and Larry Zbysko. Comparing those two tags, before I throw out my bid here, the Raw tag has the better closing stretch. This has the much better opening stretch, which kind of makes sense based that you had a mystery guy and Arn and Larry had to sell their ass off for Ricky, which they did to a just phenomenal degree. We all remember the line, that's not a man, that's Ricky Steamboat, you know, and stuff like Arn. They just did such a great job. Loved him coming out in his silly costume and Tony Schiavone saying, oh, maybe this is somebody from Japan. You know, God bless Tony. That's like exactly something Tony would say. And Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone 30 years later or 30 years ago on commentary. Who would have thought they'd still be doing it? I will open the bidding here at $20.
Fucker. God, I can't even bid on it, you dick.
This is such a good match. We've definitely talked about this one on the pod before. I don't remember why we did. It might have been our best tag team specialist show, and we were talking about Dustin and you know, his great tag team work and multiple partners and everything. Oh, Smash got 4.25 in the Observer at the time, 8.43 on Cage Match.
Some say those numbers are a little too low.
That's high. I mean, that's high for Cage Match.
Yeah.
Oh man, $20.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
$20. I'm out. Can't bid.
Yeah, it's basically me and Ryan.
Yep.
I am livid right now. Livid.
I'm going to let you have.
Can Justin sell back Danielson versus Omega?
I got it at 20. Wow. Okay. Okay.
And it was you at $22.
Yep. And Justin, I know, I think it was on that aforementioned tag team specialist pod that Ryan mentioned. You and I were talking, this clash really brought WCW back from a hideous summer of 1991. I mean, who the hell would watch anything from like June through September of 91 WCW? One of the most dirt worst runs any major promotions ever had. But this clash turned it around, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. That's a good pick. I'm just like getting really stingy with thinking that I've got $43 and I need four matches. So it's like $20. I don't know. I feel like there's some stuff out there that I'm going to be able to get for a low price. It'll play well. We'll see.
I actually trust my, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to throw a side here right now. Coming into this draft, I trusted my judgment so much that I was totally willing for the last two picks to have like $2 left and just say, fuck it. I'll take these. There's going to be two matches that I really like that I think are going to flip through the cracks.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Justin, your nomination.
Perhaps, well, apparently very foolishly, I thought that tag match might have been one of those for me, but not so much. There still is a lot of good stuff out there. I will throw out an Iron Man match from SmackDown, September 18th, 2003. Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle. Pretty fun match. Really good one, actually. I will start the bidding at $5.
This is actually of the main three matches they had, singles in 2003, my favorite. I think the SummerSlam match is overrated. I know there's a lot of sharp people online that love that match. Wade, I know, is one of them. Zach, I know he gave that, I think he gave it 4.5 stars, if memory serves me correct.
I think so.
And then, and you know, the WrestleMania match didn't do it for me. I think they actually got better each time. I like SummerSlam better than WrestleMania, but I like this better than SummerSlam. Believe it or not.
I did too.
What'd you say? $5?
$5.
I'll go 10 on this.
all of a sudden Ryan Drosty busting out the wallet late in the night.
That's how it usually works.
All right, I'm gonna
you can't remember if I bought you that drink or not the next morning, Kyle.
Yeah.
You're out.
I'm 10 bucks. It's, I mean, goodbye though.
Well, wait a second. 10 bucks.
Yep. You got 16. You need two matches.
You know what the problem is? The problem is I already have two other matches in this very tight, like, 2-year time frame. So I'm going to bow out reluctantly.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. I'll take it. Brock Angle, Iron Man match.
You got it.
Hey, that's what you needed, man. A match like that for 10 bucks.
Yeah.
That's a good pull.
Yeah. So yeah, September 16th, 2003.
There are a lot of matches that I can see Ryan Drosty nominating next.
Can you really?
Yeah, there's like two. there's two matches that I actually marked in my notes will be nominated by Ryan Drosty.
That's amazing. So,
yeah, like I'd be stunned if you didn't nominate either of these two.
Right, like right now, you mean, or just?
I actually right now I would be legitimately shocked if he did not nominate one of the two matches.
Okay.
Did one of those matches happen in the month of March?
Yes.
This guy knows me so well. This is what 5.5 years of podcasting will do. Owen Hart,
yep.
British Bulldog, European title, finals of the European title tournament, March 3rd, 1997, Berlin, Germany. This is such an awesome match. I mean, before that tag, that we, you know, the Triple H Austin tag, this was probably the best match in Raw history, I think. It's such a great, and you think of Bulldog 97, you know, getting towards the latter stages of his career. You think about him being such a jacked up dude and maybe not as mobile as he was at one time, but he gets there with Owen in this match, and all of a sudden, like, he's flipping around and having a great match. And it was also kind of surprising at the time they did this match, because I thought Brett was going to end up being in the finals, but Brett ended up losing to Owen in the semifinals of the tournament. And, you know, because Brett was super popular over in Europe. And then they have Owen and Davey, who were the tag team champions at the time, in the finals. And, I mean, just Owen's great, as always. But, of course, Davey winning the title, becoming the first European champion. Loved the match. I wrote about it last year in a column I did on Owen Hart. I'm going to start the bidding at $10.
And, of course, Davey lost it under such honorable circumstances.
Yeah, which we just talked about on the pod.
Yes.
Man.
Always love that European title belt, by the way.
Yeah,
great looking,
you know,
belt.
You talk about it coming down to Owen and Davey and the machinations of the tournament, Ryan. It's so weird to go back to, like, February, early March 97, and then just look 2 months later, because you talk about plans change, pal. I mean, WWE basically, once Shawn lost his smile and they figured out they needed to switch Austin and Brett, babyface and heel, like, they just threw everything out the window. Owen and Davey were heading for a split. You know, this was going to be part of that, but, you know, once they got Brett to agree to turn heel, Brett stepped in and says, hey, you know that Owen Davey thing you're teasing? We're not actually going to do that anymore, and they're going to be with me. So, and we all worked out for the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you throw it out at, Ryan?
$10. You've got $18 left and need one more match, looks like.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this really is a good match. I mean, if there's anybody out there that for some reason hasn't seen this, definitely worth, certainly worth watching. I'm going to bow out just because I've got a couple other things pegged, perhaps. But I'm not bowing out because it's not worth it, because it certainly is.
Justin Joint, Kyle?
I've got my eyes somewhere else.
Same.
You got lust in your eyes, brother. See it right now on camera. All right, I'll take it for 10. I'm happy with that. $10 on this one. This was one that was in my mind as Kyle thought probably throughout the night where I was like waiting. I might be able to get this one cheap. It hasn't been nominated yet. And I love this match. So, all right, I'll take it. Owen and Davey.
So you have three matches for basically the same price I got my two.
Yeah, my last two I got for $10.
Yeah.
My first one I spent $57 on. Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, that's two efficient buys in a row there.
Yeah.
For you.
$10.
Well played.
I'm happy with that. Zach, your nomination, sir.
Yeah. And you can only nominate so high because there's a good chance you'll get outbid here. Or you'll get left with it.
Or I'll get, that's it, you know?
Some strategery as some dumb guy.
I know, but it's like, but it's also risky because I don't know, because I got a couple things pegged, but I don't, I don't know how much those are going to be going for. So interesting time here in this auction.
We're talking a lot about pegging on this show, by the way. That's the direction I didn't think this pod was going to go tonight.
Right. Let's see here. Okay. I'm going to go with – oh, man. I just don't – I'm going to go about it this way. I have one of his matches already in my possession. But I'm going to go with another one anyway. John Cena against Shawn Michaels, April 23rd, 2007, Monday Night Raw. And, I'm just going to throw that out of my max bid, $18. Ooh. I want this one.
WrestleMania rematch.
I mean, like this match. So, like, I like this match for a couple reasons. Looking back on it, obviously I think it plays well just on a rewatch, but at the time when it aired, live on Raw, I mean, it was unexpected for like this type of a like match in terms of its length, to on TV. So I remember like watching it at the time live going, man, it really kept you on your toes because it was so foreign for a match like this to go as long as it did. And so, it plays well now, but back then, even on the live airing, it was kind of like you felt like you were watching something special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this was the longest match in Raw history until that gauntlet they did with Seth Rollins a couple years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember being stunned watching. It actually didn't air because it was in London, right? This match?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, it was in London, so it did. Like, I think it was aired on tape, but I didn't check the spoilers at that time at all. And I remember sitting and watching this for the first time too, Zach, and being like, holy shit. Like, I'm looking like this thing, like we're past 30 minutes on Raw?
On Raw, right.
Yeah, like, exactly. The kids today don't understand, like, a match getting that much time, unheard of. I mean, the tag that Justin brought up is like 14 minutes. And people were like stunned at the time that a match would go 14 minutes
in
2001. Yep.
55 minutes and 49 seconds, 4.25 in the Observer, 9.13 on Cage Match.
A lot of people love. The only thing I don't like is that Michaels won here, and then he was made to keep look strong in the Fatal 4-Way they did at Backlash with Edge and Orton. Another good match, by the way. They the pin was Shawn super kicked Cena, fell over, and then Cena fell onto Orton for the pin, which was a clever way to end the match. But like Shawn took time out after that, and like Cena never got his revenge. That kind of irked me a little bit, but still, no, you're right. I mean, this was there are a lot of people who have this on their short list for best Raw matches ever.
18. I can't do it because that'll give me $4 for my last match. So I'm at 23. If I had to outbid you, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out too.
I'm out too.
All right, Zach, that completes your five.
All right.
That's completes
my five. I got to say, I didn't think I'd have two John Cena matches, but there we go. Hopefully, hopefully there's a lot of John Cena fans that listen to the show.
Oh, there are.
Could we run through? John actually listens to the show.
Yeah.
So he'll be voting for
it. Oh, well.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
Well, Man's Wrestling Podcast.
I had Cena pegged for just a big Kyle fan. He's just going to vote for whatever you have, man.
Yeah, exactly. So what are Zach? Can we run through Zach's final five here? Just, I guess, because he's done.
Brett 123 Kid, July 94 on Raw. Bockwinkle Hennig, New Year's Eve show, AWA. Flair Sting, Clash 1. Cena Punk from February 2013 on Raw. And Cena Michaels, Raw, April 2007.
I am so embarrassed that he got Punk Cena for $12 and I paid 11 bucks for Taker Jeff Hardy. I'm just ashamed of myself right now.
When I look at this, as far as like how much the money was spent, I think Zach did the best budgeting here.
Yeah, I mean, he did. Well, he didn't know. I mean, he got all of his, like I said, within the same price range.
Yep.
Same price point. I'm not as diversified as you guys. I mean, I have like some old school matches and then two Cena matches that I think you could, you know, argue, I guess not exactly same era, but close enough. Like Cena's still top guy, you know, era stuff. So I'm not diversified in terms of my eras, but yeah.
I think you're all right. You have two old schools, the 90s, and then, I mean, two
old schools, some of the 90s.
2007 and 2013, I kind of feel are slightly different John Cena's. I don't know about you guys.
I agree.
It was that period in 2007 from the Umaga match kind of up until the time he got hurt or after SummerSlam. That's when I really turned to Cena. Like I was as big a skeptic as anyone throughout 06. But when he started like, you know, having these great matches in 07, I'm like, you know what? They were right to stay with this guy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is like, you know, in 13 is like coming out, or this match is like, you know, with Punk is like, he's already had the first Rock match. So he's kind of, you know, the torch, so to speak, has already been passed his way. He's going to do the rematch. But so, yeah, it's kind of two different eras, but still.
He started
still
doing it.
Two scenes.
By 13, he was getting into his super indie style a little bit, where he was working with your Punks and your, obviously, the match with Brian at SummerSlam, where it was, you know, he was working a more internet fan friendly style almost.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm up next here and I really want a match. I maybe shouldn't have said that, but we'll see what we can do. It is technically a tag team match, but it is not two versus two.
Oh, okay.
This is my number two rated Raw match of all time. So I think I'm getting some value in that regard. And we're going to go February 7th, 2000, Dallas, Texas, the 10 man. That would be Triple H, X-Pac, Chris Redacted, Perry Saturn, and Dean Malenko against Cactus Jack, The Rock, Rikishi, and Too Cool. Jesus Christ, is this crowd red hot for this match. When the baby faces run out, they can just do no wrong. And there is a segment in this match with Rock and X-Pac. The chemistry these guys had was just off the charts. X-Pac just stooging for right, kiss that right. I mean, holy fucking shit. Was everybody on this on fire? Too cool looked like they belong. The Radicals were in like their second week in the promotion. They look like they belong. Just nonstop action. They kind of blow the finish, and by kind of, I mean do, where Cactus, I think, was starting to suffer from his concussions and broke up the pin when he wasn't supposed to. But I mean, you talk about just a red hot TV match to kick off one of the finest years this promotion ever had. Give me the Dallas 10 man from February 7th, 2000. And I will start the bidding at $15.
This really is, I mean, this is like an action-packed match. And that spot with Rock and X-Pac, it's X-Pac, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I just think it's, I mean, yes, The Rock's great in that moment for sure, but X-Pac selling the way, I mean, he's such a heel and just totally like shining the baby face on that in that moment. It really, really is like some just great work. Two pros. I mean, he's just such a pro about it, man.
I just love it. Like, he gets the advantage for like 1 second. Because really, like, should X-Pac be kicking The Rock's ass for any length of time? No. But like, he does for just like a moment, and then he starts crotch chopping, and Rock just leaps out of the corner and just kills him with a lariat, and the crowd is just lapping it up. This is how TV wrestling should be done. Yeah.
Yeah. He just sells it like $1 million. Yeah. Yeah.
$15,
you said
Kyle.
15.
15. Yeah.
Perfect. I can't bid.
Yeah. Justin's got 16 and needs two more matches. Kyle, if you get this for 15, you have $7 for your last two matches, which you said at the top of the show, you're fine with. Get some stuff cheap late.
Yeah.
I need two more matches. I'm going to give it to you.
Wait, it's 15, right?
15. Yep.
I got the Dallas 10 man. Do, 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 do,
do. I'll give it to you. All right. Dallas 10 man for Kyle.
By the way, I've also continued my gimmick of taking nothing in the last 20 years. Still, I learned my lesson. I did that. Remember that weird SummerSlam draft where, like, I bizarrely had all recent matches because Liam kept freaking aping all the matches I wanted.
Yeah,
and I was so mad. And I did. That was the worst I ever did in any fan poll. Was that SummerSlam? So people expect me to never go past 2002 in these things.
I was trying to pull up the results of that really quick, but I can't find it. Yeah, the SummerSlam draft, that was a fun show, though.
Yeah, all Liam. These drafts are fun, yeah. God, there's still some good matches left. No one's brought up a SmackDown 6 match!
Yeah, Kyle, you had Punk Lesnar SummerSlam 13.
There's some out there,
13.
Though.
Mm-hmm.
Punk Lesnar SummerSlam 13, Brian Cena, Austin Angle, Taker Edge, Lesnar Joe, Reigns, and Strowman. Yeah, so you were all 21st century stuff.
Kind of it's a good list, by the way. I should have done better.
That is a good list.
The hell are these fans?
Who even won that poll? I won that poll. That's the one that I won.
I should cut a 21st century WWE promo and blame the fans.
I had Brett Bulldog, Brett Perfect, HBK Razor, Rollins, Cena, and Orton Benoit.
Okay. All right. I think
Kyle, you came in second in that draft.
Oh, never mind. Oh, I'll tell you what. If there is one group of people I really like, it's the people who vote in these polls. All right. So the three of us all need two left, and Zach's done. So here we go.
All right. My turn.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle, you got four. So you got four matches now. So
no,
you got
I have
one
three.
Left.
I have three.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you would have three. Why did I put that tally mark there? You're right. Yeah, you three matches. $7. That's right.
My nomination?
It is.
All right. I'm going to go outside of AEW, WWE, WCW, AWA. I'm going to go with a casket match, Grave Consequences, Phoenix versus Mil Muertes, Lucha Underground.
Whoa.
I did not see this coming. Wow.
I'll tell you what, holy smoke.
I mean, they're talking about the Green Monster here on TV. I mean, I think Justin Joint, quite frankly, has the is manning left field is what I'm trying to say here. Wow, I didn't expect to see that. Whoa, I actually thought you were gonna go. That's not where I thought you were gonna go. Justin.
Where'd you think I was gonna go? Or maybe don't want to mention it.
That's well played.
No, I'm not gonna mention it. Actually.
Okay. So obviously, when Lucha Underground first got started, it had a lot of buzz and not everybody could watch it. In fact, I wasn't able to watch it until it got onto Netflix. In this match, I by far and away was the best thing I saw. When you add in the story going into it, it was kind of a star-making performance for somebody who's all over our TVs now in Phoenix, who just is incapable of having a bad match. A lot of blood. They fought all over the arena. Kyle, have you ever seen this match?
I think I did once, and I kind of can't remember it. I'm going to be blunt with you. I am not a Lucha Underground aficionado.
I can't claim to be either, but man, I love this match. And being said, I don't think you two are all that much interested. I'm just going to bid $1.
Look at that strategy.
Strategy.
Oh my God. 4.5 stars in The Observer. 9.18 on Cage Match. So this is season one, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. It looks like episode 19 of season one.
Man, wow. I forgot about this match.
I don't think I actually made it past season one of Lucha Underground.
Yeah. $1. I don't know if that can Holy let you God. Walk away.
Oh, $1.
Come on.
There are some good matches left on this board I just saw. Holy Bob Toledo. I'm not betting.
Mouth.
I'm not betting $2 on this.
Hmm. I'll let you have it.
Sweet. Thank you.
Wow. First $1 buy.
Wow. That is just, man, that's some good strategy right there. All right.
That is a good
$1. Match, Lucha Underground, $1. All right. So that leaves it to me. Justin, you've got 4 matches, $15 left. Kyle, yes, you need 2 more matches. You got $7. I need 2 more matches. I have $23.
I'm stealing something from Kyle. That, I don't even care what the match is. I'm stealing something from Kyle with my last
something
match.
Something that he wants.
Yep.
I have a lot left. Yeah,
there's
I have
so much
so many,
left. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe there's some of the things I'm seeing on my screen, Tony. Oh. Wrong
God, there's some really good, there's some Clash matches out there. I got some Raw stuff. Man.
There's a Raw match out there that I'm surprised. I mean, I'm kind of surprised it's still left. I thought this group maybe, you know, would hone in on it, but we'll see. We'll see if it gets picked.
There's a match, Ryan, that I'm shocked at. I think maybe you're going to not. Maybe it doesn't sound like you're going to nominate it, though.
There's a lot on my board, actually, even from Raw, that I kind of really want. And now I'm trying to narrow it down. It makes it a little hard. I guess I'll go with. There's one out there I know Kyle really wants.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And I could do it, and I could bid like, what do you got left? $7. I could just bid $8 just to piss you off.
It's okay. Not that you're not even here today. There's so much left that I'm cool, man. I mean, I'd be so mad.
Yeah, come on, play along, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm so pissed.
All right, I'm just gonna. I picked this one in our Brett draft. I'll just do this one. Brett Benoit, the Owen tribute match, October 4th, 99, Nitro.
Our first Nitro match.
First Nitro match, yeah.
Yep. I'll bid $8 on it. That way I know Kyle's out of the bidding, so it's just Justin.
It's all yours, buddy.
$8, all right. I'll take it. Leaves me with an even 15 with you. With one match left, that could get interesting.
That'll be fun.
So wow, so you guys,
steal, man.
You guys have 15 left.
15
for one match.
For one match,
I have $7 left for two.
Yes,
this has worked into our plans perfectly.
Freaking unbelievable! Here, I'm up against Burisma or something here. You guys talking about being across the street in Iowa? But might as well be dealing with the Ukraine. It sounds like.
All right, Kyle, you got the nomination. What do you got?
I'm
do
just
it.
Kidding. What kind of asshole would believe in that Burisma shit? Anyway,
pull no punches on this podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. It's my turn. I don't know where to go. There are so many matches I can nominate here. There are things I could do that would get you involved. I'm going to go with this one. I don't know if I'm going to wind up getting it, but I think it's on the short list for best matches in SmackDown history. Two things I do not like to talk about very much are heel Steve Austin was a real business killer. And, isn't that a real horrible transition to Chris Redacted?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, but on a fine evening in Edmonton, Mr. Austin and Mr. Redacted met, of course, since it was in Edmonton, we know who lost and because this is the WWE, but just a fantastic match between, in all seriousness, Austin and Benoit. That was, I think, I didn't write the exact date down, damn it. It's late May of, or it might even be early June. It's the week on SmackDown after the tag match that Justin nominated.
May 31st, 01,
Austin versus Benoit. I'll start the bidding at $5.
The third redacted match that will be coming off the board. Mm-hmm. Really unfortunate he had to kill his family.
Yes. That is, yes. That is the coldest take that will be offered on this show, I believe.
Yes.
$5? Four and a half star match. I can't pick two Benoit matches in a row.
No.
I just can't do it.
No.
Oh, wow. I got it, huh?
You got it.
$5.
Wow.
$2 for your last one.
There is a spot in this match where Austin, like, he's always cool. He just, like, sort of recklessly does this front suplex to Benoit on the announce table. It is awesome. It is so, like, he just, and then he, like, just, like, walks off. I think he kind of, like, felt bad, and he sort of looks back. But, like, he just, like, that's a bad word choice. He suplexes Benoit very hard on the announce table, and he just, like, gets real fired up. If that doesn't give you strength about this industry, folks, I don't know what will.
All right. It's a good bargain there. $5.
Yeah, so I got $3 left. Yeah, I got $3 left, and you guys have 15.
You have $2 left.
$2 left.
Two? Oh, $2.
Big difference, but yes, $2. Well, you had seven before.
Sounds like I'm just going to keep not whatever. You guys will nominate things against each other, and
you'll get whatever's left.
Yep.
All right, Justin, what do you got?
Oh.
We both have $15.
This is tough. Yeah, I'm trying to decide on, like, greatest matches. Like, what are you factoring in? Is it just the in-ring? Is it the crowd? Is it, you know, a big moment? Is it a career-changing match? For me, there's probably a definite best match on my board right now, but I kind of want to finish my board with a little bit of variety as far as promotions go. So I think I'm going to go with a title change on WCW Nitro. Sting versus DDP, April 26th of 1999. And I will just go ahead and bid my $15.
Isn't it crazy that the best Nitro matches are from 99, like eight, which is like a hideous year for that program. But they were. I mean, if it's not the Owen tribute match that Ryan brought up, it's this one. I love this match. I remember watched it live. People loved it. My college roommate, I was a freshman in college at this point, and he was like into it. He probably hasn't watched wrestling in 20 years, but I remember he was like, "This is a good match." And it was, again, kind of forgotten the time, but it's been brought back. I know the folks at the PWO message board really loved this match. So it got some shine there.
You know, excluding War Games matches, or maybe just saying singles matches for Sting, this might be top five.
It's the best Crows thing match for sure.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. That's a good way of putting it.
All right, well, you got it, because that's $15, and I can't top that. So,
yes, sir.
Same thing's going to happen on my pick, because I'll have 15, I'll get it, and then Kyle will get his pick, and that'll conclude it.
Yeah, so this is it? Yeah.
I mean, technically, I guess I could nominate for $3 and walk home with some money, but...
Why would you do something like that?
What kind of asshole would do that? So.
All right, I'm interested to see if you're going to pick this match that I had marked Ryan Drosty will pick it.
Wow.
I'm kind of nervous about Kyle getting a certain match for only $2, so no pressure, Ryan.
There's like a lot of matches that I can't believe I could get for $2. Like, Ryan could pick anything here, and I'm going to be like so happy with the choices I have.
Is the one that you thought I would pick a Flair match?
Yes.
Yeah, I picked that one in our Flair draft. I think I know the one you're thinking of.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday night match.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
That's on my list. I got another Raw 97 match on my list. I've got a Raw 05 match on my list that I'd be happy with here. Shit. The SmackDown match from 01 I could go with. There's a lot. We could have done like 10 rounds.
We've got a lot of honorable.
I got Dynamite matches that could be on here easily. Yeah.
There's a match on my board, to speak to Justin's point about moments, that I want to ask everybody after we're done, if it was on yours, because it's certainly it's one of those moment matches, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did it happen in the month of April? Did it happen in the month of April? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's on my board too.
Oh, okay. Man.
That's one of the great pops of all time.
Yeah.
Boy. And then there's this match that I know Kyle really covets. They mentioned on our podcast with Graham Coffin. I could take.
It's all you, whatever you want. I can't outbid you. I got $2.
So if I wanted to be a dick, I would take that tag right now because I know he wants it. But if I'm drafting honestly, like for matches that mean a lot more to me personally, or like matches that at the time I was just blown away by, I think I'm going to go with one that might shock you, Kyle Ross. But I was in college at the time, and this match was one that me and my friends talked about for weeks and weeks afterwards. And it is Shelton Benjamin and Shawn Michaels from May 2nd, 2005. I mean, this match, the Gold Rush quarterfinal match, at this point, I was thinking just the sky's the limit for Shelton Benjamin. How can they screw this guy up? I mean, the super kick spot coming off the top rope, the springboard. I mean, how many times have you seen that highlight? Shawn won. About a 15-minute match, but, I mean, it's just a highlight reel match. It showed, you know, what Shelton could have been, even as a single. So, yeah, I'll just bid all $15, and I'll have that be my final match.
Wow. You're absolutely right about how we could have done six or seven rounds. There are just some absolute freaking beauts left here. I'm going old school for sure here. God, there's just a lot of options. I'm actually not going to take what you think I'm going to take, Ryan. I'm not going to take the Midnight's Fantastics match. And I may wind up losing because of this, but I don't really give a damn. Earlier in this draft, I took us to a place we'd never been before, the American Wrestling Association in 1986. Didn't get it, but guess what? I can go back there. And we're all children of the 80s. On this program right now. At least I think you are, Zach.
Right. Yes.
I would hate to misspeak. Yep. I was 99.
No.
Sure, but okay. And it is safe to say that in the history of the worldwide leader, there has never been ever anything so bloody to air on that network than the Midnight Rockers versus Doug Summers and Playboy Buddy Rose, Blood in the Sand, from Las Vegas at the Showboat Sports Pavilion, a quad juice fest on national television. Definitely better than any Rockers match in WWE. Oh, and just unbelievable babyface heat segments in this one. This is, you know, the second, it's fun, the AWA of all places had maybe the two best US matches in 1986. I think in the Observer, I remember, I think Flair and Barry battle the belt. By the way, nobody picked Flair and Barry from Worldwide in from 87. But that was high on my board. But I think Flair and Barry from Florida won match of the year that year. I'll take both AWA matches over that in my voting in retrospect. So Midnight Rockers versus Rose and Summers, you know, probably along with Bockwinkel and Henning, the last great feud in the AWA, was taped August 30th. I believe it aired September 2nd. Right around the time
WWE bucks.
Right around the time WWE was changing its syndication.
$2. It's a good buy. Well, $2.
Absolutely love my selections.
Shocking.
Yeah. I really can't wait to go on Twitter and vote for myself. I'm not gonna lie.
You are not gonna be getting any votes from anybody under 25, though.
That's true.
Just gonna break that to you.
Fair. Yeah. Fair.
It's true. So, this is the week where Kyle's gonna be very active getting on the Twitter page and tweeting out at, you know, the old school wrestling fans, trying to make them engage with the page so that they vote for him.
and just breaking
watch
it all.
Watch this great match, guys. Watch this great match.
Yeah. And I'll be breaking it all my neighbors' houses. Hey, can I use your computer real quick? I need to vote on Twitter.
So that's it. We all got five matches. I can run through them really quick, and then we can talk about what didn't make the list, and then take it home from there. But Kyle, since you ended up with Flair Steamboat from Clash 6, Steamboat and Dustin versus Arn and Larry Zbysko from Clash 17, the Dallas 10-man Raw from 2000, the Austin and Benoit SmackDown match from May of 2001. And then the AWA match that you just mentioned, the tag with the Midnight Rockers taking on Summers and Rose. Justin has Bryan Danielson and Omega from AEW Rampage, or AEW Dynamite Grand Slam, I should say. Taker and Hardy from Raw. Triple H, Austin versus Jericho and Benoit from Raw. The Lucha Underground match with Rey Fénix taking on Muertes. Sting and DDP from April 99's Nitro. Zach has Brett 123 Kid from Raw July 94. Bachwinkel and Hennig New Year's Eve 86. Flair Sting Clash 1. Cena Punk February 2013 Raw. Cena and Michaels Raw April 2007. And I have Flair Funk Clash 9. Brock Angle Iron Man match from SmackDown. Owen Hart and the British Bulldog from Raw, March 97. Bret Hart versus Chris Benoit, Nitro 1999. And Shelton Benjamin taking on Shawn Michaels from Raw, May 2005. Some damn good television matches.
Damn good stuff. I'd be up all night.
Checking out. So, Zach, the match that you were talking about a second ago that I think we're on the same page, the April match, which one were you thinking of?
A moment match, not like, you know, a work rate match, but Triple H versus Chris Jericho for the WWF Championship, April 17th, 2000. I mean, it's like, it's got the shock factor. It's got, you know, like you said, Ryan, like the pop. I mean, the pop itself, you know, even with the fast count, like just really well done in that moment. And it was just that the match like existed for that moment, but it's a heck of a match for that reason.
And then Triple H called him a sawed-off midget, like a complete asshole. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the companion match to that one that I was considering, not because of the match itself, but just because of possibly the hottest crowd ever, Mankind versus Rock.
Yeah,
Mankind's first world title win.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if we were to take out traditional evaluation of matches. Mm-hmm. Like how we do it with the star rating system and whatnot, and just talk about like moment, that I think you could argue is the best moment in the history of Monday Night Raw, Mick Foley winning the title. The pop that Steve Austin receives when he interferes in the match, it is like almost frightening that another human being could receive that reaction coming out in front. Like, when you watch it, the pop, it's just like, every time you just want, you're like, how like over was this man? My God. Mm-hmm.
You can tell. I mean, and when you watch his career, right? Like you can, like he plays everything well and sells it well, but when he's walking out, like you could tell that he's like shocked, stunned by it too. Like there's just a moment the camera catches him. And he's like, holy shit.
Yeah, he's like, I could literally do anything right now. These people are gonna love it. It turns out that he just hits Rock with a completely unprotected chair shot, which is so good.
Like Beth, the other great part about that is like the way it's shot. You know, like they shoot it and like the DX is brawling with the corporation on the outside of the ring, and then the glass breaks. You hear the roar. He walks out, and then like the camera shot that catches the crowd. Like a second later is like panned out and you see the whole like arena just going crazy. Mm-hmm. Like it really is a special moment. You're right. That, I don't know, man. I think it's hard to argue that that's one of the best moments in Raw history. I don't know. You probably can argue it, but I think that almost takes the cake right away.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the other matches people have? Like Kyle, you were talking about a match you thought that I was going to take for sure. Pillman Flair Saturday night, February 17th, 90. That was the one, I'm sure, right?
Along the same lines as the Brett 1-2-3 kid, right, with the champion against the Young Lion. You could throw Kenny Omega and Jungle Boy if you want some recent stuff.
Yeah.
Those are all very – that was on my list.
Yeah.
I would also say as far as AEW goes, Omega Page versus Lucha Brothers right before Revolution, and immediately following Revolution, the 30-minute Iron Man with Omega and Pac was tremendous too.
Yeah.
Friends against Santana and Ortiz.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like some NXT. I'm trying to think of some NXT matches. Was that Mustache Mountain tag with the Undisputed Era? Was that on
streaming
the TV streaming show, or was that on
that was streaming? Yeah, that was
okay.
Streaming.
Okay,
I'll be honest with you. Maybe shame on me. I didn't even consider a single NXT match from the USA.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Nothing stuck with me.
I've got two matches that I'm shocked didn't end up on anybody's board. TLC 3.
Yep.
Dudley's, Hardy's, Edge and Christian, and Jericho in Redacted. And Shawn Michaels versus Marty Jannetty.
I had that on my list. Match yeah.
From July
I had that on my list. I thought about it. When I got down to that last pick, I was considering, I love that Pillman Flair match. I raved about it on our Flair draft, if you want to check that out in the archives, but I wasn't considering it for this one. Like there were some big matches, just the Shelton Shawn match. I loved so much at the time. I just had to take it. It was like a personal pick, but I had TLC three. I was thinking of, taking the Owen Bulldog Austin Michaels match from May 97 where Michaels comes back. Yeah. That's just like an awesome match.
And his that crippling knee injury disappeared immediately when he did a backflip off the top rope to start the match.
Yes.
Somebody wrote that Michael's arrogance about not even pretending he was hurt was just like almost awesome to behold. Like, dude, this guy just comes out, he's like, remember when I told you I lost my smile and some of you actually believe me? What a fucking dope you are.
And they win the tag titles in that match. And I can remember watching that show live so clearly. And like, I loved Brett and Shawn growing up. So it was like, everyone listening to this pod knows I'm a huge Brett fan, but like Shawn was my second favorite wrestler. And so I was pumped to see him come back. I mean, I can remember like my whole night watching that and like how excited I was that. I know right after I watched that Raw, I remember my mom took me and my brother and my sister to Dairy Queen. Like, I don't know why this is ingrained in my head. I can remember watching that match, going to Dairy Queen and talking with my little brother about, how awesome was that tag team match? And like sitting there eating our ice cream cones. It's like ingrained in my mind. It was almost 25 years ago. Crazy.
Zach, I don't know if you know this, but there's a tradition in the Drosty household. In other words, the tag team title change, they go out and get ice cream.
I could make it a tradition. My daughters would love that.
They'd love it. Yeah.
And you know, look, it's a trope that we all kind of just roll our eyes at now. Because they still freaking do it way too much. But that was the first time we had the gimmick of partners who do not get along and are being forced to team with Austin. It was like this novel thing. It's like, what? They have to team, but they don't like each other. Like now it's just like, Jesus, can we stop doing this? Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. God bless Shayna. I love her. Nia, not so much, but that's not Austin and Michaels.
No.
I had Michaels and Jannetty on my list too. Yeah.
Do you guys have that crazy Flair Edge match? I think it was a TLC match in like 06 or something like that. I had that as like a, potential, $5 or less pick on my board. That thing was just crazy. I mean, Flair is just nuts. That match is out of control. It's almost like tough to watch.
Yeah, I've never done a ladder match. Well, 06 Ric Flair was very odd when he was just like, at that age was doing these crazy matches. All of a sudden he did that. He was in Money in the Bank at WrestleMania. And then him and Foley just decided, if we live after this match, whatever. They just both bleed like stuck pigs at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought maybe Kyle would take Flair and Sting against J-Tex from Clash 8. I had that on my list.
Yeah, a little lower on my Clash list. It's a top 10 Clash match, but not quite there. Yeah, I considered both Midnight to go old school from that era. I had two Midnight's Fantastics match. The Clash one, and then the match on Worldwide that you referenced. We talked about when Graham was on the podcast.
May 14th, 88.
Yeah, Flair and Barry. I said I was surprised no one brought January 20th, 1987 on Worldwide. That's a Broadway. It's the match that really, I think, made Barry on a national basis. No one took a SmackDown 6 match. Is it because is it because they all ran kind of run together and you can't pick a favorite? When I watched like the highest regarded ones, I was like, it's kind of tough for me to like go out on a limb for any of them over the others. Like they all kind of are pretty samesies. And like Edge and Guerrero have their match where they bust out a lot of ladders. There's a rematch of the No Mercy tag with Edge and Ray against Benoit Angle. I think a big lesson here is we all were afraid to take too many Benoit matches.
I couldn't do two in a row there at the end.
Yeah. Triple H and HBK from San Antonio, the Dusty finish.
Had that on my list. Yep.
Yep. That's actually the last one on my board here that everything else was either talked about in this conversation or on someone's list. Pat, think about it though. Like when you guys were like, hey, we're going to do this show about, you know, greatest TV matches. And my initial was like, okay, man, I really got to, you know, there's not, going to spend my money early on some of the big ones. But then as you kind of remember and dig in to some of these eras and some of these shows, like a lot of great wrestling happened on TV. I mean, like you said, Kyle, we could have gone 10 rounds on this thing probably. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff still out there.
Yeah. I was the same way. Like initially I just wrote down the obvious ones. I'm like, all right, well, you got to have a couple of these. But then when I actually like dug deep and I wanted cage match, I was like, holy crap, man, forget about like after like the first few, I'm cool, like laying back and letting some of these roll to me. I have the Slam Fest. If you're watching on YouTube, Slam Fest 95 tape on Coliseum Home Video. This has the click tag match, which I debated taking with that last pick. Diesel and Shawn against Razor and Kid from the Act, because I just wanted to be a real asshole and take a match from the Action Zone.
Look at me.
how great was it that the Click just decides to have like a tag match with themselves and like just the selling in that match is so preposterous. How they all like, I mean, it's cool. They all want to make, you know, but it's obvious why they're making each other look like $1 million. They're all good friends.
Yeah.
Zach, you're an Illinois guy, right?
Yes, sir.
How close are you to Tinley Park?
I'm about like 40 minutes.
Oh, that's where this tape is from, by the way. I bought it off eBay. Somebody must have bought it there. It's from Tinley Video 2. I don't know whatever happened to Tinley Video 1. But they would like you to know, be kind. Please rewind, by the way. Good friend.
Tinley Video 2. Yeah, I can't say I ventured there. I have not been in Video 2.
Yeah, you know,
this is the draw to subscribe to our YouTube page. Yes. See this. Yes.
Yeah. My good buddy and fan and patron of the show, Chad Repek, you want to know something about this? If you know this guy, this wouldn't surprise y'all. He never rewound when he returned video.
We always get the Chad digs in. Always.
I got to bring that
without
up right
fail.
Now.
Without fail.
Never rewound videos before returning. What an asshole. And I hope he hears this and lets everyone know I told everyone that.
Oh, man. Chad, great guy.
Never rewound. You know what's going to be great? He's going to be like, I always rewound. You're forgetting about it. That was somebody else.
Oh, man. All right. So, Zach, I want to thank you for joining us tonight and spending an hour and a half, a little over an hour and a half doing this. Let the listeners know where they can find you. What do you have coming up on your schedule over the next couple of months?
Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks for having me. It's always just a blast joining you guys and love talking wrestling and just having a good time. So yeah, I mean, if would love for anybody out there listening to follow our work at pwtorch.com. We got just all sorts of content up on there on a regular basis, from news to editorials and columns, show reports on you know, all the top wrestling shows. It's all there at pwtorch.com. And if you go VIP, you can check out my weekly audio show. It's called On the Canvas and breaks down kind of the art of the business. So kind of staying away from booking and who should win the title and stuff, and just kind of honing in on the artistry of wrestling. And so you can check that out. Usually it drops Thursday or Friday, but pwtorch.com /GoVIP is the place to go to kind of check out what you get with membership. And I think you'll be happy if you give us a shot. So pwtorch.com/GoVIP. And then give me a follow on Twitter @ZHeydornTorch. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And I'm not just saying this because Zach's on the show right now at all, but I loved the coverage that you guys and the analysis you gave last night's Monday Night Raw, both your column and Wade's column. You know, I thought really hit the nail on the head on a lot of issues that the draft brings to the table. Yeah. Our draft was
thank you, sir.
It was so nice sitting here with the three of you guys and talking the history of this great sport. I had wrote on our Facebook page that I bitch about modern WWE all the time, but so many great promotions and eras of TV matches to talk about. You know, it was nice. Nobody brought up a single. I think your Cena Punk match was the most recent choice. Was it not?
Yeah, God.
Other than, you know, at least for WWE, because Justin had the Underground match and AEW.
That's the most recent WWE choice. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd highly recommend PW Torch VIP section. I try to make Zach's podcast a must listen for me. I'm a VIP. Always enjoy the listen and all the work he's doing over there. Zach, appreciate your friendship and coming on the show numerous times over the last couple of years.
Anytime, you guys. Always have a blast. You guys are the best. So appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for your support. And Justin Joint, thank you for coming up with the auction idea to change it up a little bit. This was fun.
Hope you guys liked it.
Yes. What a nice smile.
Oh.
We will do this again for sure. You can find all of us on Twitter. The show is at Top Rope Nation. Justin's at Justin Joint, JOINT. I'm at Ryan Droste, DROSTE. Kyle is at TRP Kyle. As I mentioned at the top of the show, if you want to support what we're doing, check out the Patreon page, link here in the description of the podcast and video. Subscribe to us on YouTube and on your favorite podcasting platform, and join the Facebook discussion group. Search Top Rope Nation Pro Wrestling Discussion on Facebook.com. We're all in there posting most days, at least when Facebook's not down. We're on there talking pro wrestling. A lot of fun. Great way to interact with us. And
it's amazing the lengths that Urban Meyer will go to, huh?
To distract us from his outings. Yes.
Tell you what. Herb, when they talk about it's a grind being an NFL coach, that's not what they're talking about, buddy.
Oh, no. On that note, this week's been a grind, but we've reached the weekend, you guys.
I don't think those AEW EVPs are the biggest concern of the Khan family right now, huh?
That is for sure. That is for sure.
Facts.
Everyone have a great weekend. We will catch you again real soon. Take care.
Vote Justin.